Cambridge Radio
with Alex Elbro.
It's just gone 10:30 and it's lovely to see Natasha Blatcher back again. Hello to you.
Hello, and it is lovely to be back after what has been a long summer.
Yes, yes.
Super summer.
Yes, it's been great, hasn't it?
Really lovely.
You've had a good time?
Had a lovely time.
Good.
Now it's autumn, we're back to it.
Back to business, exactly.
Back
I feel
to
like
business.
We're sort of new term for the children, but also I feel that, I always used to think of like September as being like the new start of things.
Yes, I'm exactly the same. It feels like a reset.
Yes, it definitely does. It's and everyone's sort of back into, right, we've had our holidays generally, and right,
yeah,
get back
and my
to things.
Son told me it's just 100 days till Christmas.
Oh dear, yes.
I wish he hadn't.
Someone else mentioned that the other day. They were like, you know, we're heading towards that, and I was like, nope, we haven't hit half term yet.
No, and I need to get kind of Halloween and fireworks like
yes,
out of the way,
exactly,
and then
exactly.
It's like acceptable to look forward to Christmas.
Exactly.
We're talking about Christmas, it's September, that's crazy.
I know, but you know, it creeps up. I've seen adverts of people saying booking their Christmas lunches.
Oh my goodness,
and you can go and book for when Santa comes to Scottsdale.
Really?
You can already book to go and see him.
Wow.
So just be prepared. I've been having the adverts already. But on more important things, we're going to be talking about something
yes.
that we've just talked off air, how it can be really awkward. How
absolutely.
Do you get into a conversation, but equally, how do you exit without anyone being, you know, even the person, you know, the person you're talking to wants uh-huh. to go and do something else, but you don't know how to sort of give them the permission to do it.
It can be really tricky, and we're British and we don't like to upset anyone, and we're very polite.
Yes.
And I do find when I either go to networking events, business events, they are slightly different from social gatherings.
Yes.
So what I thought we could do today is just to go through some phrases that you can use in a business situation, and also those that you can use in a social situation. I do find probably the business situations are slightly easier just because you've got a reason to be there and you've got some kind of validity as why you need to speak to someone.
Yes.
You've got that security blanket. Whilst at a social situation, there's always the fear of rejection.
Yes.
Especially because they're rejecting you personally. Whilst if you represent your business in a business sense, they might not be interested in the business that you're in and to have that kind of conversation.
Or you've had kind of you've done a full conversation and you've sort of almost, unless you go into small talk, then there's sort of, you need to move on.
Absolutely.
Because you are at a business thing.
Absolutely. Or you're at a social gathering and you've got lots of other people you
need to
naturally
see.
Want to say
yeah,
hello
I mean,
to.
It's things like birthday parties or, you know, special occasion events where you want to see lots of people because you haven't seen them for a while.
Absolutely.
But then you talk to people and then you don't want to appear rude, like you said, because yep. we're polite, to say, right, I need to move on now. You need that. You
absolutely.
Need that sentence, don't you?
100%.
You need those phrases.
And as like always, I like to underpin whatever we talk about with psychology.
Absolutely.
And
yep.
the psychology is just a fear. So when you enter a conversation, it's that fear of rejection or judgment.
Mm-hmm.
We're wired for social connection. So if you can engage in a warm opener, that's going to help the rest of that conversation. It basically it says that I'm here, I don't cause you any, you know, psychological stress
harm,
or harm.
Yes,
I'm
yeah,
here,
yeah.
I come in peace. It's a bit like that handshake. I always say to people, when you go to offer a handshake, make sure you do it with confidence and with conviction. None of this kind of wishy-washy, kind of half put my hand out where that other person doesn't really know whether that's a handshake. Is that a pat on the arm? How does that work? So
yeah.
Again, when you go to meet someone just before that opener, if you want to shake their hand, thrust
do it
that
properly.
Hand
yeah.
out.
Now, what are since sort of COVID, it's
yes.
all gone a bit like we don't know whether we are or we're not doing handshakes and things. I'm not so keen on them anyway.
Okay.
Only because I have very cold hands.
Yes.
And people always say, oh, haven't you got cold hands? And at that point, all I can say is, yes, because that is literally, I do have cold hands. I've always got cold hands, I can feel them now.
I can understand that.
And I just, it's always feels like, I feel like men often do it more now, more than women used to anyway.
Yes.
But I always, and then I resent that they'll often shake hands with the men in the group, but they
okay.
won't do the women.
Okay.
But then it's like, well, we're not forward enough for a kiss or a hug for always people, depending on who the people are.
If you're quite close in proximity to someone, just a tap on the shoulder, it's just an acknowledgement say hello, I'm here. Or if you don't want to engage in any kind of physical contact, then just make sure the space between you and that other person is just large enough.
Yes, and I can just,
where it would make it awkward,
and you can do a nod or whatever.
Absolutely.
Someone the other day to me, a lady, I was at a film premiere the other day, she sort of held her hand up, but then, like you said, she just sort of held it like this, and I didn't know whether I was. What we're supposed to do. Then when she sort of held it so gently, I said to my husband, I'm not sure whether she expected me sort of to curtsy and kiss it, because it felt like that. It wasn't like she was just sort of offering. It wasn't a handshake thing. It was sort of like offering her hand in a way. It was very odd.
I generally find in those situations is that that person's very unconfident. They're not quite sure what to do.
Yes.
So they do a halfway house, which makes everybody feel slightly uncomfortable.
Yeah.
Remember, that person in the room is probably feeling a similar level of anxiety.
Absolutely.
If you can soften that and make people feel comfortable, it's amazing how much they will relax, you will relax.
Lovely.
And you can start engaging in, you know, nice dialogue. So shall we go into...
Absolutely. Which one should we start with?
Well, if we go to work, so a networking event, a business event, you've gone into a room, you don't know anybody. Okay, so I would always go, there's the observation and introduction one. So this venue is, it's so great. What a lovely venue. I'm Natasha. What's your connection to the event?
Brilliant, yes.
Okay, or what industry are you in? I always try to steer away from what do you do?
Yes, because we talked about that before, didn't we?
It makes people feel under pressure to come up with something succinct, fun, interesting.
Yes, yeah.
If you ask what the connection is with the event or what industry, it's just a softer opener.
Brilliant.
You can compliment and question. So I really liked your if it's say someone that you've heard speaking at an event, I really enjoyed the point you made in that session about I'd love to talk to you about that in more detail. So compliments, they activate that positive effect, making people feel more receptive.
Definitely.
That really helps.
You always feel awkward about that. You always think, they're going to think I'm a bit of a fangirl or something. But actually, if somebody does, you really don't.
It.
Yes,
and
yeah.
From having like a cap on the opposite, if I do talks, it's really nice to have people either agree and it's okay if they disagree as well, but that connection, that because they feel like they've engaged with what you've said,
they've been listening to what you said,
it's really nice to hear other people's feedback.
Yes.
And then you've got a direct but friendly approach. I like this one. I use this one all the time. Hello, I don't think we've met yet. I'm Natasha. What brings you here today?
Yes, just simple,
authentic,
not overthinking.
No, and it
because
really is.
My tendency would be then to add a few more bits, you know, like you'd say, well, and then you think, no, just practice that less is more, isn't
Absolutely.
It?
Absolutely. And I would say with all of these openers, these are just guides to give you confidence to start. If you practice them, practice makes perfect. This isn't like people always think you have to be naturally good at it. You can learn to be naturally good at it. You don't have a lot of people, it doesn't come naturally. Even I would say that super confident extrovert, I always get a tinge of kind of anxiety before I go into a room, and I have to think to myself, I do enjoy this.
Yes. Yeah.
So
yeah. Yeah.
You go in there with confidence, and you just have to understand that everyone is in the same boat. So in a social setting, okay, when we're looking at our openers, that shared situation is a good one. So, oh my gosh, the food smells amazing. Have you tried it? Oh, by the way, I'm Natasha. That light observation, it brings people together. It gives you a shared interest. That's always quite nice. That simple curiosity. Hi, I'm Natasha. How do you know whoever's party is?
Yeah.
That's always really nice. And then the humour, the light remark, you know, food and drink for me is a definite leveller. And that is actually business and social settings. But excellent. I found the coffee. I found the buffet. Do you mind if I join you? You know, and I always think in a business situation, you're never going to get pushback because people are there for a reason. No one pays to sit in a corner and not talk to anyone because it's an event, it's a business event. Social situation is a little bit more tricky, I think, because people are there sometimes because they feel they have to be.
Or they only want to talk to their friends and they're not interested in
Absolutely. So that can be more tricky. And I think that's when you can pick up on body language. Mm-hmm. Are people closed in their body language? Do they look open to chatting? I think if you in a social setting, if you're not getting a nice warm response, they're probably not your type of person. Move on.
Yes. Yeah. Okay. And then you can say, oh, I'm just going to go and get another drink. Or
yeah. Nice to have met you.
Yeah.
You know, you'll always get a feeling if someone makes you feel uncomfortable, they're not your people.
Yes.
So find there will be lots of people in the room that are your people.
Yeah.
And don't let it crush your confidence.
No. It's
you can't.
It's
you
always can, that thing of you have to remember it's them that isn't giving out the good.
Absolutely.
The kind of vibes and whatever,
isn't it? You can't control what other people do, but you can control what you do.
Yeah.
So just concentrate on being your wonderful, warm self. And being curious about wanting to meet other people. And again, it comes back to being curious really helps with that opener. Because if you think, I'm not going to try to come across as being impressive or cool or sophisticated or whatever it might be that you perceive is important to others, I would just like to find out a bit more about you, or I'd like to meet some new people, some new friends. In a social situation, hopefully the people there are friends with the people that have invited you.
Yes.
So there's a commonality there.
Yes, yeah. And hopefully, usually, that means that if they're friends with them and you get on with them, hopefully, usually, that means that you both get on with, you
know. Hopefully. It doesn't always work.
No, no, not always.
And again, this always really surprises me when you really, you know, you think, oh my gosh, I've got all of these wonderful friends together in a room, but they don't always click with each other.
Yeah, because there might be different reasons why you're all friends.
Absolutely.
And from different times in your life and all sorts of different things.
All sorts of different.
Yeah.
And we're social creatures.
Yeah.
And everyone has lots of influences that make up who they are, what they like, who they like to engage with.
Yeah.
And you can't do anything about that. So just concentrate on yourself. That's what I would say.
And what about the other end of it then?
So when we're exiting.
Yes.
Oh gosh. We've all been there, and you're talking to someone and you think, I need to either meet other people or I've got a session to go to. So we'll go with work first. So that summarize and future link thing. It's been great hearing about your project. Let's connect on LinkedIn and let's carry on the conversation. And the psychology behind that, it's about positive summary creates closure,
mm-hmm.
but it also offers a future link and it reduces that threat that you just wanted to get away.
Mm-hmm.
You're wanting to connect a later date through a different channel. And there's the time anchor. I really need to head to the next session, or I'm late for another talk. That can really help. But I've really enjoyed our chat. Hopefully we'll engage again later. Again, that positive reinforcement. I'm going because of a reason, not because I've not enjoyed talking to you.
Yeah.
And then that introduce onwards. So if you've got someone near you that you can almost pass the baton off to, you know, this is Sarah, this is Alex. Alex is in a similar industry. I think you two would have some really interesting conversation. It's love to have met you.
Yeah, and just be aware of the other person then giving you the side eye when they're about to go off to the session at the same time. They're like, hang on, what have you done to me?
Absolutely.
But yes,
but they're kind of nice ways to exit a conversation. Or again, I just like to be honest, especially if it's in with a business session, like a networking event, to say, I've given myself a mission. I need to try and connect with three new people today. Thank you. You've given me my first.
Yes.
Have a great rest of the event.
Yeah.
And just be honest.
I mean, going back to the thing with introducing somebody else.
Yes.
That might be that your colleague that you are there with, they might be a little bit quieter than you. They might find it harder. So in some ways, doing that sets them up nicely for talking to the person when you've been able to move on then to something else.
Absolutely. And I would always, if someone's very nervous about networking at, say, a business or social gathering, I will always make that first introduction and introduce for them, because it takes away that anxiety. And then hopefully the conversation starts to open up with open questions. And but we can come on to how to make conversations flow at a later date.
Absolutely,
So we've done the business ones. Then on the social setting, that warm wrap up, it's been so lovely chatting to you. I'm going to grab a drink, but I hope to catch you later. Similar to the business thing, it's just a softer way of saying goodbye. That warm closure reassures that person.
Yes.
It isn't personal.
Mm-hmm.
That excuse with politeness. I promise I'd say hello to a couple more people before I head off, but it's been lovely to meet you. That's I use that one quite a lot. Mm. And that future intention, I'll let you mingle. So you put the onus on them to give them space. Yeah, yeah. I'll let you mingle. It's been really great to meet you. I'm sure we'll bump into each other later on in the evening. So you put the onus that I've taken up enough of your time.
Yes, that's the one, actually, that's a really good point, isn't it? Because sometimes they're just as, I don't want to say desperate, that's the wrong, but they are thinking, I don't want to be polite, but, you know, just unpolite, you know, and or rude, I think that's the word I was looking for.
Yes.
But you can see them almost looking over their shoulder because there's somebody that they know or whatever. And you're making some sort of random small talk about things. And then you know that it's really like that.
It's
and it
a
is
bit
that
laboured.
Finding.
Yeah, yeah. Absolutely. And I would say.
I mean, that does vary, of course, for depending on who the people are. But because you might suddenly think, oh, this is my new best friend. And you might hit it off and you don't want to talk to anybody else. At that point, you don't need that just soft get out, really, isn't it?
Absolutely. And one thing I would always say to people remember how you made them feel when you've exited a conversation, not necessarily the full content of what you discussed. If you make people feel warm and listened to and they enjoyed your conversation, they will be left with a very positive impression of you. That's what people, I think, don't realise. How you leave people really sets them up for how they remember you. Mm-hmm. Leave people feeling warm. And if I was going to give sort of two takeaways, I would say open with curiosity and warmth. You reduce threat and you spark interest. And exit with clarity and appreciation. So that, again, you leave a positive impression, even if it's a brief interaction.
Yeah, yeah.
So I hope that helps.
Oh, that's
but
brilliant.
Practice them and then find your own that works, because this isn't a checklist or it isn't a script. These are just tips to help get you started, to build your confidence. And before you know it, you'll find ways of opening and closing that suit your personality and suit your style. And you'll enjoy it.
Yeah.
I think social interaction can be wonderful, and all of these things that these are barriers that stop you from having those really wonderful conversations with people because of that fear of rejection. And that could go back to, you know, when you're at school and, you know, the cool kids in the school. I was never one of the really cool kids.
Yeah, yeah.
Those cool kids, and you want to kind of be part of it, but,
yes, but
you don't know how to get into there.
Yeah.
No, I was never one of the cool kids.
No, well.
I'm still not.
Yeah. Again, that's a whole new different
that's
topic.
A
whole area of therapy. Thank you ever so much,
You're
Tasha.
You're very welcome.
Always brilliant. And that's going to be really great and really useful. So thank you
great.
Very much. We'll see you next month for another one.
The next one, yes.
Yeah. Cambridge Radio.